Hey everybody, this is going to be a little bit of a different episode, I guess, today, but we are, today as of recording, it is September 10th, 2021. We are one day out from the 20th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attack on the United States of America. And I just kind of wanted to, it's a reflection more than anything of like, you know, where were you when this happened? And that was a common thing to think about shortly after the attacks. As I remember the next year and the year after that, and even within 5 years, the question was, where were you when the attacks on this nation happened? And we've gotten to, you know, it's 20 years. We have a whole generation that wasn't around when that happened. And it's so weird to think of. And, you know, thinking back to where I was when the attacks happened, I was like maybe 20, just barely 20, I guess. I might have been 21, I guess. But I was working at Musician's Friend. Actually, no, I was not. I was like 19, I think. 19 or just turned 20. I was working at Musician's Friend in Kansas City. Big distribution center for them. And I was working in order processing, and the guy came in, I want to say it was about 8 o'clock or so. It might have been earlier than that. I don't remember the exact time at all. But a guy named Dalton came storming into the order processing office and said, did you guys see? A plane just flew into the World Trade Center. And me being me, you know, a young kid, not knowing really anything about life, and being a very joking person, and that's how I am still to this day. I still like to joke around about things. I joke around about inappropriate things quite a bit still. But I remember saying, just like laughing and saying, oh, it was probably a terrorist attack. Not even thinking of that being in the realm of possibilities. I thought I was just talking out of my butt. And I went into the break room and we were watching it and we saw the second plane hit the second tower. And I just remember just sitting there staring in awe at what I'd just seen. Like, what the heck? And it was such a different experience. Like, I was alive when the Challenger blew up, but I was a baby. This was, in my lifetime, we'd never been attacked on American soil. And things, you know, of course, things got crazy. Things even in Kansas City got crazy. I remember one of the guys in the shipping department coming in and saying, hey, I've got to go. Don't plan on me taking any orders. They're looting and rioting in my neighborhood. And he lived in a very high class, like not high class, but he lives in an area or in a city that's predominantly known for being fairly wealthy. I wouldn't say that, you know, he was probably not in the wealthy part, but it's a city known for being wealthy. And people were breaking into houses and stealing stuff. And, like, his wife called to her death because people were beating down the front of her door, front of their door with, like, a hammer trying to get in. And, like, people taking off work early and then, like, gas stations raising the price of gas to, like, $6 a gallon. At the time, gas was, like, $1.03 a gallon. And it was just such a weird experience. And I remember driving home, and I had to drive 45 minutes to get to and from work. And I remember finishing out my shift and driving home and passing these gas stations, and the like, it'd be lined up for like a mile going in to get into gas stations, and gas stations putting up like closed signs, and some of them boarding up because people were freaking out because they'd ran out of gas. And even the next day, like just seeing, like no one was driving the next day. And I remember getting to work and like half of the team didn't even show up because of things going on. And it was just such an odd experience. And to think that that was 20 years ago, it's just, I mean, time flies by, especially as you get older. It just seems like the days and weeks and months and years just move faster and faster. And the one thing that came out of the attacks was one thing that we don't see at all anymore. Everyone, like, it didn't matter who you were, what differences you had, everyone stopped and they realized, like, we are one. United, we are strong. And we need to be there for each other. We need to help each other. We need to be hand in hand to fight this. And, you know, people were joining up to in the military because they're like, no, we're not going to stand for this. We're going to go over there and we're going to fix this. You know, we're going to retaliate because that's what you do. It was an act of war that was committed. And like we flash forward to today and just how the country is now, where people, it's my way or the highway, and we have currently a president that is abusing power and acting like a dictator, and it's just sad. Like, it's just so heartbreaking to see what people are fighting over and how everyone, you know, we didn't call people, like, we didn't make a big deal back in the early 2000s about people's differences. We didn't care. We didn't, like, if you were black, brown, orange, purple, green, like, we just called you an American. You were a person. And we've made it a point today where if you don't call out what they look like in front of what they are or how they identify, then you're racist. So I can't say, hey, I'm going to go help that man down the street because he needs help putting up his fence. I have to say, oh, I'm going to help if he's a person of color. I have to help that African-American man down there and help him put up his fence, or that black man down there, or that Hispanic man, or that brown man, or whatever the case is. And it's so, I don't know. It's funny. We've talked, like, over the last few years, we've torn ourselves up and we've forgotten that we were faced a huge attack. So many things happened on that day, and we don't, it's like we don't even care. Like, we've grown so numb to it. Like, it's like, oh, it's whatever. And it's, I don't know. It's sad. And I've gotten a little political on this, and I apologize for that. I don't normally do that. It makes me sad to see where this country has gone over the course of the last 10 years and how much we're dividing ourselves and letting the government divide us when we should be coming together as one and saying, look, we're not going to let another attack happen on this American soil, whether it be from outside forces or internal forces. And, you know, until, I don't know, it's just, again, I'm sorry for making turning this a little bit political, but I was like, I've just been really aggravated recently, and I don't have much of a outlet to go and rant about things. But September 11th, if you were alive during the attacks, do you remember where you were at? Do you remember what you were doing? I can't imagine that if you were alive, unless you're just, you've got horrible memory issues, that you would not have an inkling to where you were. And the visuals from it. I remember watching on some of the visuals, watching the news of people jumping out of the towers. And just, it's just one of those things that just sticks with you. So anyways, that's all I've got to say. I've been rambling a little bit, but thank you for listening. Hopefully you get past my little political rant. I'm sure there's people who listen to this are going to disagree with me, and that's fine. It's fine to disagree with people. I think, you know, going off on a little side bit here, that's what we need to embrace again, is it's okay to disagree with people, and it's okay not to have the same opinion. What's not okay is judging someone's whole character and trying to determine who they are as a person based off the fact that they don't have the same opinion as you. That's not okay. So we can agree to disagree. We can agree to have different opinions, and that's perfectly acceptable. But we should never judge one another based on those opinions. Like, you have to realize people have different opinions, and that's just what they are. They are opinions. So take all that how you will. I want to thank you for listening to this different kind of episode. And I would, you know, if you want, you can call in and leave a message for the podcast and let me know, where were you when the attacks happened?